Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Have you ever witnessed a scene like this before? Arab people, usually older and often men, will insist on paying the bill at a restaurant. And insist isn't really the right word here. They will really compete for the server to take their card or cash. It's an all too common scene in Arab families, and one that can even bring a little bit of homesickness.
Fighting for the bill, that's the biggest thing I miss.
That's Tufik. He's a Lebanese content creator based in London. And when I asked him what he missed about his life in Beirut, he gave me two answers that I absolutely loved. The first was his mother's voice.
Her talking on the phone with her distant cousin in the middle of nowhere in Alaska and started shouting on the phone to see if they listened to each other. I mean, these are things that every Arab household has.
And the second one was fighting over the bill.
You'd never see me with a British person fighting for the bill. They'll literally be splitting penny for penny. Back in Lebanon, you'll fight with your friends to pay the bill. It's always a constant fight, you know, it's cultural.
But why is this so prevalent? Well, first of all, fighting to pay the bill isn't only an Arab thing. The custom is also pretty popular in South and East Asia. And Latinos also have little rituals where everyone insists on paying. For example, performing the universal gesture of taking out your wallet and flipping through your cards or cash. However, the stereotype is almost always associated with Arab culture nonetheless, at least in its most exaggerated forms. And this is because generosity and hospitality are highly valued in Arabic culture. So people often want a chance to provide for their friends and family in situations like these. And these battles for the bill, they can get pretty elaborate. For example, they don't only involve reaching for the check or trying to get the waiter's attention. Sometimes more savvy restaurant goers will go to the bathroom just before everyone finishes their meal, only to later reveal that they already gave the waiter their card. But ultimately, it's something that shows how strong family ties are in Arabic culture. For example, I found an article in Arab America by Lebanese writer Jude Sleilati called Navigating the Bill Battle, and I think it summarizes this quite beautifully. It says, "What's remarkable is that we've always operated under an unspoken understanding. When the need arises, covering for one another is done without hesitation or questions. This sense of shared responsibility is a proof to the fact that, regardless of our backgrounds, the spirit of generosity and mutual support remains a cherished value among friends and family in Arab culture. In times of need, we seamlessly return to the old norms of fighting for the bill that we inherited from our parents, reinforcing the strength of our friendships." So if you want to hear more about growing up in Lebanon, check out our interview with Tufik on Atlas Lingue. We talk about what he likes the most about Beirut, as well as his journey to find a voice as a content creator mostly for Arabic speakers.
One word in Arabic can have countless of meanings. It all depends with the way you say it. The word yalla or inshallah could be used in so many different ways. And it all depends on the tone of your voice.
So check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.